All right, everybody. Good morning. We are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. We are now at the 8 o'clock hour. Glad to have you guys with us bright and early on a Saturday. It is August. One step, two step, three steps closer to football season. Good morning, everybody out there listening on Talk 107.3 FM across the Baton Rouge Capital City area, and everybody out there watching on our YouTube and our Facebook Lives. Good to have you this morning. Let's go to the phone line. We got a call on the line. We got Sam on the line. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Terry. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I remember when Dickel State Colonels came up there to Memorial Stadium, running up and down the flag with his old uniform on and running that rebel flag across there, and Lukuma went to the other side, and they heard him leave out of there. Also, when I went to Jackson State was playing LSU at the PMAC, mm-hmm. the girls playing there, and Mike the Tiger decided to have a show-off, dance-off with Jackson State, and what an embarrassment it was for Mike the Tiger. he called him out, and they'd play a little tune, he'd dance a little bit, and that boy from Jackson State was all over that floor. And then we went to Alcorn one time, they brought their little Indian over there, and he dropped his spear in the ground, and he started dancing, and started singing to that tune, but when the Jaguars came back, they had to bring the police over to get him over there. So your Lukumas do that. And we had one time Bethune-Cookman was. I had to sit on at Memorial Stadium, sit on the visitor side, and Bethune-Cookman was about two rows down behind us. I said, "They're gonna blow us out of here." But he could hear him, so everybody on that side that had to get over there, we'd tell him turn up the volume because we couldn't even hear.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's those stories. It's just a part of the game day atmosphere, a part of it. You know, it doesn't take away from the game, the band, and anything else. It's just people can remember those things from years ago because it is part of the entertainment. At the end of the day, sports is entertainment. Football is entertainment. Being in the stands, watching the game and everything around, cheerleaders are entertainment. Football team is entertainment. And Lukumba as the mascot is entertainment. I love to be entertained because it gives you those funny stories. The mascot is the comical part of the game. When everybody's taking football so serious, here comes the mascot to give you that comical part of the game. It's like, man, you know what? That was funny as hell. And people will remember those things just like you're telling me and many others are saying in the comment sections and everywhere else. You remember those forever. And especially the kids, when you get a chance to take a picture, it's like, I met Lukumba. And you're like, really? And those pictures last forever. That is the pride, man. That's, to me, that's just the priceless moments to the game.
So true.
Sam, man, I appreciate you calling in this morning. Hey, don't be a stranger, man. Look, the names I don't hear often, I tell you, put it in your phone, 225-499-1073. Call in on a Saturday, man, and talk to me sometime.
Gotcha.
All right, Sam. You know, everybody, as we're talking this morning, you know, I ain't going to stay on it too much longer. I'll move around on it, but let's just get Lukumba to do a little bit more besides rocking next to the cheerleaders. We don't need a timid, quiet Lukumba. I want a Lukumba like, boy, what is Lukumba doing now? Remember, we got fans on the east side of the stadium and the west side of the stadium. Lukumba's job on game day is to not even worry about the football game until it's like, hey, Lukumba, you know, you got to go out and do something at the end of the first quarter. You got to go out there and do a dance routine. I just want to see a lot more interaction. I think that will help the young people, the kids. Mascots matter. They are an integral part of your games. Especially, hey, we went to the NCAA tournament last year, the women, and we won. Lukumba should have been all over that dang on basketball court in that stadium, everywhere. You know what? This goes right into what I'm talking about next. Branding and marketing. It pays to brand and market. Once again, I'm only saying this because I saw Lukumba on a Nissan commercial for the college football playoffs. It must be something there. You know how many mascots there are in the nation? And they said, let's go down to Southern. Let's get Lukumba. Plenty of mascots. Hell, you just take all the SEC mascots and call it quits. Or the Big Ten. Stanford has that ugly tree. Y'all seen that ugly tree? That Christmas tree? And that tree is famous with the ornaments hanging on it and everything. Branding and marketing. That's part of it. Lukumba, whoever listening at Southern in athletics, I ain't asking for too much. Let's just find a fun, energetic, high energy person. Well, they may say, "Well, Perry, why don't you do it? Bring me the suit, then. Everybody will know it's me, then. Just bring me the suit. I cut up. And you know what? You talking about social media? Lacumba cutting. You know what? Let me stop. I'm doing too much this morning. Lacumba will be on every commercial, everything. Right now, if we're doing season tickets, I have Lacumba with a phone. I'm giving you guys the ideas because I'm finna give some ideas about some other stuff too. I have Lacumba with a phone. Somebody walk up, say, "Hey, Lacumba, what you doing?" And you see Lacumba scrolling, looking at season tickets. "Are you about to get your season tickets, Lacumba?" And Lacumba looking at them like they crazy, like, "Hell yeah, I'm getting my season tickets." I'm just using it as an idea. There's plenty of stuff that you could do. But come on, man. We got to use Lacumba. Lacumba is that's the superstar of Southern University. It ain't Coach Graves. It ain't Roman Banks. It ain't Perry White. It ain't Chancellor Pierre. It ain't President Dennis Shield. It is Lacumba. That is the superstar of Southern University, and nobody can top it. I have Lacumba all over the place. Every commercial, everything. Me, I show out as a Lacumba. I'm not a mascot, but I can show out. I can get the people what they want. Some years ago when I did a video, it was with the Boombox Classic, right? It was Southern and Jackson State. This was early on when I started out on the video side of things. And I went up to Jackson, Mississippi, and Southern and Jackson had just played for the SWAC Championship the year before. And I went in the stands, and some of you guys out there may have seen it. It's been 10 years now. Some people may have seen it. My man Kendall Odoms produced that with me. I went in the stands. I went in the horseshoe. I interviewed the Jackson State fans. Hostile territory. I was willing to do it that day. What'd they say? Who want the smoke? I want the smoke. We had just beat them for a SWAC championship the year before. I'm in the horseshoe. I even go on the Jackson State home side. I'm in the stands. I'm talking to any and everybody. Everybody wants to show out in front of a camera. They don't want to talk, though. Hey, I don't want to be seen. I don't want to talk on the camera. But for the people that did talk, I had an opportunity to talk to people. But then at that point, we put a GoPro on the Lacumba at the time. Put a GoPro on his head. I still have that video to this day. We called it Lacumba Cam. And Lacumba walked around, took selfies, shook hands, danced with the band, cut up, all of that stuff. I got all of that raw footage still to this day. All we did was throw a GoPro on his head and called it Lacumba Cam. And it was so interesting as to watch Lacumba interact, watch the kids shaking. There's some kids scared, you know, Lacumba walk up, they crying, they whining. But the rest want to shake his hand, want to high five, want to take a picture. You see all the parents and everybody want to take the pictures. But as I'm talking about branding and marketing, have you guys heard about SWAC TV? Commissioner of the SWAC, the Southwestern Athletic Conference, Dr. Charles McClellan, unveiled this new platform during the 2025 SWAC Media Day over in Birmingham, Alabama. Basically went on every media that was there and said, "Hey, we're unveiling a platform that we feel is going to be revolutionary for our member institutions to be able to put their games on this platform as a one-stop shop for everybody to be able to watch games from around our conference." Events, because it's just not football. They're going to have everything from track and field. I guess maybe tennis, maybe some golf. I don't know. But I'm sure basketball, baseball, softball, soccer. Maybe we get some bowling on there. But at the end of the day, that platform is going to be our one-stop shop for all of the SWAC sporting events. Year one, it is going to roll out this football season. There are plenty of games that have been tabbed to be on SWAC TV. Now, this is the part that you guys are saying, okay, I'm waiting on this marketing side. I have my ups and downs on the way that it was unveiled. I love the platform because this is what I've been saying for years as we continue to get into this digital media age. Of how do we capitalize on what we have? We get millions of views on bands alone just within the SWAC space. Go to YouTube and look at all the people who record bands. Band media is a thing now. talk to any SID around this conference and say, hey, man, how many media requests do you have on a weekend? Especially if it's a Southern Jackson, Jackson-Bama State, you know, Texas Southern, Prairie View, whatever the case may be, if some band's going to be there, two bands, talk to any SID around this conference and say, man, what is you guys' media requests looking like? Say, man, look, I got so many people want to be band media. I got more people here for the band than I do the God Doggone. Oh, like how I caught that, don't you? Mike Faye said, oh, God Doggone. All right. Football game itself. Now, it used to be a few people. Hey, I'm band media. Is any and everybody who want to just sign up and say, hey, I got a camera now. So now having to filter through that. But what I'm saying is there's a value for it. Hundreds of thousands to millions of views. I think Human Jukebox Media's YouTube channel right now is maybe 60, 70 million views. Can you believe that? 60, 70 million views. So as I see SWAC TV being unveiled, the commissioner say this has been 3 years in the making. I was not impressed on what was unveiled. I am glad that the platform is there. It's long overdue, because shout out to my man Alex Hines. Anybody who loves this space and knows if you're looking for games of the past, there's only one place you can find them. And I don't care from the 80s, the 90s to a game. Hell, what was the last game played? I mean, with the baseball, whatever the case may be. Alex Hines is going to have it on his YouTube channel. And if you don't know who Alex Hines is and his games in the past that you want to see, Southern fans or whoever fans, I can assure you, most likely you can find it on Alex Hines' YouTube channel. Never met the guy before. Don't know who he is, but he was before his time with this. A guy who just back in the day recorded games and said, hey, I got this game recorded. Let me upload it to YouTube. Does not matter the sport. Does not matter the conference. Does not matter Division I, Division II, does not matter. NAIA, he has those games archived on his YouTube channel. Now, I'm about to take a break. When I come back on the other side, I'm going to lay out what I mean with how I feel about SWAC TV. I like the platform. Do not get me wrong. I am glad we have something that what it is. But I give you a better understanding of what I have liked to see from the SWAC office along with the 12-member institutions throughout the conference, and then you guys tell me if you agree or disagree with me. So let's get ready to take a break, and we'll come back. Stay tuned. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody. We are back. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning, everybody. I'm Perry White. Glad to have you guys with us on this Saturday morning. Good morning, everybody listening on Talk 107.3 around the Baton Rouge Capital City area. Everybody watching on our YouTube and Facebook Live. Talking SWAC TV this morning. I'm glad we have the platform. I saw someone say better late than never. Hey. It's 2025. At some point, we should have gotten on board. What I've realized is a lot of schools throughout the conference charge for you to watch games, Southern being one of them, Jaguar Sports Network, right? I'll come back to that because I think that's something that's going to really open up another door. But let's start with the commissioner first and the SWAC. Now, for somebody who has been pushing for this, I was ahead of my time doing this back in 2013, 2014, when people had not really even taken account of digital media in this space. I was already in the digital media space creating stuff before anyone had decided to do this besides band stuff, right? But I'm talking about actual creating content, realizing what the vision was, because when I started out sports writing for HBCU Digest in 2011, shout out to my man, Jared Carter from over on the East Coast. Gave me an opportunity to sports write. My first article I ever wrote was Southern and FAMU over in Atlanta for the Atlanta Football Classic. My next article I wrote was Southern and Jackson State in Baton Rouge, the first time they had played in Baton Rouge in 3 years. Because if you can recall, during that time, Southern had went to Jackson State for three consecutive years to play Jackson up there. So Jackson had finally was coming back to Baton Rouge. And I wrote those articles, but what I realized was with Twitter growing, you had Vine, you had all these other spectrums of social media and growing into digital media that people were starting to changed from reading to watching. And I was thinking, like, man, it's one thing for me to write and tell people how great this Southern and Jackson matchup is, because if you've never been, you just don't know. But it'd be another thing for me to record it and put it on a camera and put it on social media or digital media for YouTube and then give you. That's way better than I can explain to you what 50,000 people are doing in the stands and what these bands and the football. That's way better for me writing that to being me putting it on video. So I saw the vision in. I call it the experience. There was a guy at the time at the SWAC office who I thought I was cool with. Jasheer Cox. Have no problem calling the name out. Hey, I look up the next year, the SWAC literally doing what I'm doing, calling it the SWAC experience. Just minus the component of the interview. And I mean, you can tell when somebody literally, what they say, often imitated but never duplicated. I totally understand what that means. I saw it. So I called it out. I said, hey, man, you know, instead of, because at the time I'm like, hey, I would love to do work with the SWAC. I'm already doing something on my end. And then I look and I'm like, man, well, hey, instead of just taking the idea, it would have been great to bring me in to work with you guys. The SWAC blocked me on all social media. We're talking Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I literally got blocked for years. I didn't get unblocked until recently, about after COVID, around COVID, after COVID. A lot of people don't know that. I got blocked because I called it out and said, hey, man, you literally took it. And go look at the dates. You literally took it and called it the same thing, the experience. So I said, all right, hey, charge it to the game. Better they doing something. Like, so when I go back to when someone said, better late than never, hey, it is what it is. But I think there are plenty of talented people around this conference that deal with the SWAC and these member institutions that we got to be able to bring it in. Somebody said they didn't want to pay me. Of course, nobody wants to pay me. Everybody wants you to do something for free. Or they want to lowball you. But I still show them, hey, we're going to make something out of nothing. But I say all that to say is the SWAC commissioner unveiled this at SWAC Media Day. They said, hey, we've been working on this for 3 years. This is a platform that we believe can enhance the viewership because we have looked at the data. We have studied everything over the past 3 years and said, this is now is the time for us to do it. And now that we are doing this, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have shows, pregame shows, postgame shows, halftime shows. We're going to have it to where we're going to have, just like when you watch NFL, SEC, whatever else, when they have the football official, the referee head official, back in the studio analyzing whatever penalty is on that play. Hey, was this targeting? You know, from your perspective, what would you have called there? No, I don't think this is that. Whatever the case may be, all this is supposed to be a part of the experience of programming for SWAC TV. Now, for Perry, for SWAC TV, I look at it as this way. And this is Perry, the commissioner now, that you hear speaking. If I'm going to unveil this at my biggest media day of the year, SWAC Football Media Day, hands down, no doubt about it, is the biggest media day. Now, before the spring ended, I do know the athletic directors, along with the commissioner and the conference, and I believe the presidents, they all meet just like you hear most conferences. They go meet and have this retreat and talk about, hey, this is what the things that we want to do as a conference. Now, for Perry, my vision for the SWAC, and if I was commissioner, and if I rolled out SWAC TV, I would look at it as a whole and say, all right, we got 12 institutions. What I want to do at these 12 institutions when we have SWAC TV is create a Bible, sort of say, a generic, just straight out standard for each school to follow. Now, each school, once you follow this standard, can enhance it in your way, and we'll all take the time to look at the data on what you enhanced to see if it worked for you and can it work for us. But the first thing for SWAC TV that I have to see us do is let's sit with our presidents, let's sit with our ADs, and let's say, hey, overall, what can we afford as a conference to invest for each school in terms of the equipment? So we want to look uniform across the board. So if Mississippi Valley streams a game, there's going to be no difference in that stream to when Southern streams a game, to when Prairie View streams a game, to where Bethune-Cookman streamed the game. You get my point. Uniformed across the board, Let's bring in an expert. We need these cameras. We need this equipment. We need these mics. We have to make the investment ourselves. And don't tell me we ain't got the money. We got money for a lot of other stuff. We can make them have the money to invest in ourselves. But we come across the board, okay, this is uniform. This is what we're going to use as a collective. Now let's just say every school now has set aside to say we're going to donate $100,000, particularly for whatever equipment that we have all agreed upon. Now that we have that, we know now no matter who streams the game, that's going to be on SWAC TV. Because let's be honest, the SWAC does not have the necessary backing in terms of equipment to be able to go to every one of these schools and do this themselves. They're going to rely on the schools to produce this and then to school for the schools to hand them this content. So now that we all collectively have come up with, okay, these are the cameras, the light, whatever the case, this is the equipment. We all have said we're going to put $100,000 up for this particular equipment. So we look uniformed across the board. Next with SWAC TV, I want to hear how are we going to use our students as interns from across all 12 member institutions to be the integral part of being the heart and the soul of making sure this works. Because somebody just said, hey, they don't want to pay anybody. You know who you can get to do it? Students. I always say, if the bare minimum, give them some gear and feed them. If you don't do nothing else, give me some gear, make me look official, and make sure my stomach is full. Because how many of us was in college and was hungry all the time? Maybe it was just me. Don't know about y'all. I ate ramen noodles a lot of nights wishing I was eating in the calf. But if you don't do nothing else, feed them and give them some gear and train them up. So then how do we make this beneficial for the students on our campus? A lot of these students on our campus already are savvy of the digital media age. You know what a lot of our campuses already have? Mass comm departments, studios on the campuses already, radio stations on the campus already. So how do we bring these students and then make them a part of what we're doing at SWAC TV? Because at SWAC TV, we want to make sure we give students hands-on experience while on their campus, while creating the content to create value for the overall hierarchy of the SWAC. And that's providing that for all 12 member institutions. But we have to come up with a plan on what this looks like so you won't go back to your school doing whatever and you go. There's a plan on how we're going to go knock on the doors of our mass comm departments. Because let's be honest, across this conference, athletic departments and the main academia side of the school, there's a disconnect. And there's so much more that we can do if we can bring those different areas together. Public relations, the business department, mass communications. You bring in some broadcast journalism students. It's so many things that we have when we say we don't have resources, but we very much so have the resources. We have to then create the platform and the structure. I always use it like this. You can go to any McDonald's in the world. McDonald's has a system that no matter what McDonald's you go to, that system is McDonald's, the same way it is Burger King, the same way that system is Wendy's. They're never going to try to do it like the other. They're going to do it their way. The issue that we sometimes run into the system is finding the people not being able to run it correctly. That lazy cashier. That half-ass fry cook. The person in the drive-thru who don't want to give you that extra napkin or some ketchup. But when you go in, you watch an orientation video and it says, hey, welcome to McDonald's. Hey, welcome to whoever. This is how we do it. Target ain't the same as Walmart, is it? Two totally different stores with the same concept, but don't matter where you go, it does it the same across the board. Any store in America, from a Walmart, neighborhood Walmart, to a super center, to just an average Walmart. So we have to be able to create the platform. And this is the thing, if you've been working for this for 3 years, how we sit down and we walk away from these meetings and we're not unified collectively as a whole But instead, hey, you go do what you're going to do. And this is where I have the issue, because it's like, at what point do we bring it together? Because we have a lot of turnover in athletics and at our schools, from SID positions to athletic directors to people working the everyday athletics. Don't matter who come and go. Once again, I go back to, it's the system. When somebody leaves and a new person come in, we shouldn't be starting from ground zero every single time. It is a system. All you doing is plug and play. That makes sense for my sports fans out there. We got a system. We plug you in, you ready to play. You fit the system. We don't have to switch it up. So for me, I have wanted to hear that, because now once I unveiled it, say, we got together, this is what we're doing as a community. And when I say community, all 12 member institutions, this is the standard of what we're doing across the board. Every school, every institution has committed this amount of money to making sure we have these standards, starting when we launch SWAC TV. These are the students that we have identified on each campus, from public relations to broadcast journalism to whatever the case may be. We are opening the doors now that have been closed for so long between our athletic departments and our academia side on our campuses. Then what happens when we come back and meet next year? Let's all meet and look at what happened year one. Hey, what worked for you, Southern? Hey, what didn't work for you, Texas Southern? Now we got data. We have data. Remember, we are institutions of higher learning. We are research. We are universities. We got data now. We can research to see, what did this look like in year one? How was the equipment? Do we need to evolve? Now we're building from that structure that we've already put into place. And when I say that structure, all of us together, not just one, but all 12 schools, together we stand. Divided, we fall. We got to do it together. Let's get ready to take a break. I'll finish this conversation when we come back. Got plenty more to go. All right? You guys stay tuned. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody, we're back. It is the Jaguar Journal. I am Perry White. Glad to have you guys with us. Everybody listening across the Baton Rouge Capital City area on Talk 107.3 FM, and everybody watching on our Facebook and YouTube Live. Glad to have you guys with us. I'm talking SWAC TV, and I'm going to jump right back into it, because I'm saying we need to have this standard for all schools. Let's stop acting like we're not universities and colleges. We have resources. We just got to bring. I can yell all day, we don't have the resources here at the Jaguar Journal. You heard CJ Guidry tell you that early on. It's a miracle what Mike and I are able to create and do here. You don't even see it. Just for what we're doing, it is a miracle, but we don't make excuses. We just try to find a way to do what we got to do. Now, as I talk about SWAC TV, and I'm talking about this standard that every school has to invest the same amount of money so we can look uniformed across the board, at the same time giving experience for our students on our campuses so they can be an integral part of making sure this thing grows. Because at the end of the day, we got to incorporate the students. Those are going to be your ones working your cameras, your behind the scenes, everything. But at the same time, I'm also looking at programming. You got, I believe, Alabama A&M. Is it from the Hill or on the Hill? You got KC1400, Tiger Talk. You got the Jaguar Journal. You got my man Charles Edmond up at the Alcorn State with Alcorn State stuff. You got the OG Strike Zone over at Florida A&M. You got a lot of programming that's out there that's covering these particular schools. Get with these content creators and say, hey, we also want to put, would it be okay? We would like to have your shows run on SWAC TV as well. You're talking about these schools. You're the one showing up to our media days. You're the one talking about us when nobody else is talking about us. You're the one promoting your school and your campuses. Coaches have coaches shows out there. Terrence Graves has one. Let's get those coaches' shows. Let's make them a part a SWAC team. I'm just saying for 3 years now, I'm putting it out there. This is Perry's thought on what I would have set down with a structure. And then by the time I sat down at SWAC Media Day, I would have introduced you to the members of our team. Hey, I want to introduce you guys to our program director. This is our director of programming, has already had the structure. Then you know what? We've already are rolling and unveiling during commercial breaks our game day shows. Hey, I want you to meet the game day staff. Hey, it's Perry White. Hey, I'm Perry White. Hey, this is Perry White. Football season's right around the corner. We want you to join us every Saturday morning as we break down all the games from around the SWAC and bring you the latest news, all right? We're promoting it. That's what I'm looking for. While promoting everybody who's already doing the work for the SWAC with their perspective show, just like the Jaguar Journal, as well as giving the students opportunities on their campuses, and bridging the gap between our athletic departments and our academia side of our campuses. And that structure should be broken down to each and every president and athletic director within this conference to make sure we are going to be united on this front. Because also now, because Southern, like some other schools, broadcast their own games and now SWAC TV is taking it, does that now take away money from Southern? If the game Southern is not typically on ESPN or HBCU Go TV and they say, hey, we'll stream it ourselves and put it on Jaguar Sports Network and we'll charge how much ever they're charging, $29.99, $59.99, whatever the case may be, people are buying it and watching it. So now all of those games that aren't on HBCU Go TV or on ESPN and the SWAC say, hey, that game is going to be on SWAC TV and we're going to put it on SWAC TV for free, does that take food out of Southern's mouth now? It's an honest question. How can I charge for a game or a sporting event and you willing to put it up for free? You willing to give it away for free when I was making something off of it? And once again, that got to be a conversation where you look across the board, hey, what works for us as a whole? Not what works for you, Grambling. Not what works for you, Jackson. Not what works for you, Alabama A&M. Because what works for Southern may not work for Mississippi Valley and UAPB. We got to find a come and go. Carlos Brown Show, of course. That's another. Dr. Cavill. I'm just naming stuff that's out there that could be programmed. But at the same time, it's what works for everybody because all we got to work together on it. So this is my pushback. As I say, this was unveiled. I was not sold with the unveiling because for me, you see where I think outside the box. I got a lot of questions. I got a lot of thoughts. I want to know how do we, but I know that's a safe space. Don't ask these questions. Let him explain and you move on. Because that same sentiment was put out there for the SWAC Football Classic. Remember that? In Birmingham, Alabama? It was pushed out there, hey, we're going to play this SWAC Classic in Birmingham. Every school, the city of Birmingham is partnered with the SWAC to give every school in the SWAC an opportunity to play in that stadium in Birmingham. The city said they would take on the operations costs. They just want your school to come and stay in the hotels, buy food at our local businesses, buy gas, shop, whatever else, and you can take home whatever you make at the gate from that game for the member institutions who decide to play there. Last I checked, the only game being played in Birmingham is the Magic City Classic. And we have heard nothing else from it. It sounded good unveiling it, but when you peel back the layers, what was it to it? Southern and Jackson State had potentially looked at it as a spot during this non-conference period. UAPB and Jackson State at one time looked at it when Jackson pulled out of the Southern Heritage. But I'm just saying, things sound good on the outside, but for me, what I look for is the meat and potatoes of it, especially if it's you at your own media day unveiling your own media platform. Now, this is the part where people begin to say, well, this is why they don't like you, Perry. This is because you think, what you laughing at, Mike? I get it from Southern. I get it from Swag. I get it from places around. I mean, I was critical of Prairie View last year on how I saw operation. Some things for me is just how you operate. And when I sit back and watch you operate, I'm an evaluator. People like to think less of you if you don't have a title behind your name. No, I'm not this big shot guy. No, I don't have a PhD behind my name. But some of the richest people in the world also didn't go to college. So everything don't have to have this to validate you. I don't need all it. I'm just a naturally gifted guy who reads, who analyzes, and I'm aware of a lot that goes on. So when I see things, I'm not saying it because I personally dislike somebody. I'm speaking from business. And none of this is personal. I don't never talk about who's sleeping with who drinks where, what you do outside. I talk about the evaluation part of the public light. And your job is public in athletics. And not just athletics, academia. Anything you do at a university. So it's nothing never to take personal with Perry, because personally, I'll go have a beer with you. But business-wise, I got to tell you, hey, this may not be the best practice, or why are we doing things like this? We're working harder, not smarter, and I believe in working smarter, not harder. And I believe in getting the most bang for my buck. I don't go to no restaurant that give me some food, and when I'm done eating, I feel robbed. I go to the place that I feel I got my bang for my buck. And what I'm saying, the SWAC in our schools, so much we just leave out there. But we do stuff just to say we do it, and it sound good for the masses of people, which I'm okay with us doing something. But God, dog, I always think we could be doing better. And that's what it's all about for me, especially because I love this space to the point that I do a media show. And if it wasn't for the things Mike and I do, this would just be a radio show. So all the people that's commenting and watching this on our YouTube, they wouldn't even be able to be a part of the show. But we realize, hey, there's more out there. We have to open this up. Trey Holly video on Facebook, almost 13,000 views. On TikTok, over 10. We wouldn't have gotten that if we didn't think, okay, let's do something more than what we're doing. Radio, love it. But there's a lot of people out there who don't even get a chance to be in the Baton Rouge area to listen to us. And remember, the money ain't just flowing in. We making it do what it do, but we had to come up with a structure. And that's all I'm saying for this. I would have liked to hear more of a structure than just the overall. Tell me what year one is going to look like. Hey, we're not going to have the best of this. We're not going to have the best of that. We're just going to be working and building by year two. This is what, in our plan in 5 years, this is where we look to have SWAC TV headed. But at the same time, I'm asking, does it take away from Southern University if Southern streams its sporting events and now you putting it on SWAC TV for free, which you can go download today, right now. It officially launched yesterday. But I'm asking, what does this look like as a whole? It works for some. It don't work for some. We need a better plan, I think. I'm always open for consulting. Southern, don't be scared. Don't shy away from me. I know. Hey, look, people ask, people think I do work at Southern half the time. I do not. I have a love for my school. I have a love for HBCUs. I attended two HBCUs. My family are all about HBCU. I grew up with pride, understanding who I am as at the time, a black young man, a black kid, and now as a black man. I know I have to work 20 times harder. Don't nobody have to tell me. I know when I go out in the world, people going to swear to God I don't know what I'm talking about, because I got to have all these accolades just to get people to remotely begin to listen. Forget what you say. What's his title? How much money he made? I understand that. But I fight the good fight because of what I love. And this is nothing to the SWAC. It's just, once again, to all of our schools, I have a I could have went to a lot of schools other than HBCUs. I tell you guys, I got accepted to Notre Dame and Auburn. I wanted to go to Auburn. I was going to be an Auburn Tiger. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of places I could have went, but I stuck because I understood what I wanted. I had a vision for our schools. As I've gotten older, I didn't even think this realm was going to be my realm, but you never know where God is going to lead you and direct you. I don't have a master's. I don't have a PhD. I don't have none of that. I went to school. I have a degree. I graduated from Southern. And at the end of the day, I have an experience and I have a brain. I process things. Now, a lot of times what I realize what happens is it may not work for everybody because then you make people uncomfortable because you may be thinking over somebody's head or, as they say, you're doing too much. And I may be one that do too much because I like to stay ahead, not behind. I like to be proactive, not reactive. I like to already be 10 steps ahead of the game to realize how can we make this better and evolve instead of just now catching up. And I got to catch up to a break, so let's take one. I'll be back. Y'all stay tuned. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Jaguar Journal. I'm Perry White. Good morning, everybody, on Talk 107.3 FM around Baton Rouge, Capital City area, and everybody watching our YouTube and Facebook Lives. Glad to have you guys with us. Be sure to go follow us on X, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, as well as keep up with us on our Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and subscribe to the Jaguar Journal YouTube channel. You see how I push things and telling you where all we are at and making sure that you go be a part of that? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But at the end of the day, man, I got nothing but love for the SWAC. I love this. People think because you can constructively criticize something, it ain't no hate. It ain't none of that. I just want to see us do better. Maybe one day I can become the commissioner, right? I changed my dreams. I don't want to be the mascot no more, everybody. I want to be the SWAC commissioner. I've taken my sights to bigger and better now. I don't want to be the mascot no more on Saturdays. I want to be the commissioner. Maybe if I get a master's degree one day, I could be the athletic director at Southern. I got to go get my master's degree, though. I'd just be tired of school. Once I was done with school, man, I didn't feel like I needed all that other stuff, man. But for others, the world of academia, building up credit, that's you. Maybe I could be the athletic director. I have so much vision. Man, listen, for Southern University, y'all don't even know. I actually have a notebook at the house full of stuff for Southern. I'm talking about projects, unveilings. I'm talking about increasing donorship, tickets. I'm talking about infrastructure. I'm talking, man, so much that you just don't even, marketing and branding, creating stuff from the inside. Y'all don't even know. I'm that type of person. And for the SWAC as well. I do this because I love it. I'm true to it. It's our people. I can't give up on our people. No matter how hard it is, no matter how tough it is, no matter how many doors close because, hey, I just don't like you. That's okay. I'm not everybody's cup of tea. But at the end of the day, you can't say, hey, he do all that and he don't show up. He do all that, and he look, I give ideas. I'm not just bashing. I'm not even bashing. We're talking. It's nothing personal for me. Strictly business. And I love this stuff so much. I'm passionate about it. And that's what you got to get, passionate people. Let me tell y'all. I love Southern. I love the SWAC. I love all the schools. It's something about it that gave me when I grew up and was a part of this, that at the end of the day, no matter where I go, I talk about it proudly. I don't shy away from it because I'm around whoever and whatever race of people. I'm black and I'm proud, and I say it loud. And the school I went to was founded for somebody like me when the other said no. So at the end of the day, I want you to understand that. I love what I do. I'm passionate about what I do. So when you speak on it, you hear where I'm going with it. I speak with passion. And the more I talk, I get myself hyped up because I'm energetic about it. I'm just not in these positions, right? I'm not through the door, as they say. And we all understand, guess what? It comes as no surprise. What we know, you got to know somebody to get through the door. You got to kiss some butt to get through the door. You got to go along with the get along to get through the door. I've never stood on it. I stood on what's right and to do what's right and good business practice. Put my best foot forward and put the people around me, the best people that I can find around me to do the best thing that we can do. Not just sit here and put up a flag and say, we're going to do enough just to get by, just to say we did something. I'm not about that. If you guys ever were to see this book that I have, written down with so much stuff to enhance, not only the network of Southern University from the alumni side to the academia side, to the athletic side, but as the structure as a whole for the conference. Because we have infrastructure that is in place. We just don't know how to bring it together. And I don't think a lot of times we have the people that are so caught up with so many other things, we're not even thinking about it. What they say is blind, they see me, but they act like they don't. It's right in our face, and we ignore it. They say that about a blessing. You can be caught up so much into other stuff, that blessing right in your face, and you don't even see it because you're blinded by the other stuff. You're too busy keeping up with what somebody else got going personally, what they driving and what they got in their pocket. You missed your own blessing. It was right there in front of you. What the old folks say, if it was a snake, it would have bit you. You like that one, Mike? That's what my mom used to tell me about the remote. The remote right here, if it was a snake, it would have bit you. So I hope everybody enjoyed today's show. I didn't even get to do the over-under of Southern University schedule. That's next week. We do that next week. We say that for next week. But I just wanted to have this conversation with you guys, show my passion, my love. And guess what? Everything don't have to be about a title, PhD, all that stuff. You got to have a passion for it. Passion for what you do, passion for what you wake up. Many of y'all don't even have a passion for getting up going to work. You dread going to work. You lost the passion. Find something you love to do so it won't never feel like work. Some of us, you may not have that opportunity to do it because you got to just pay the bills. But find some passion. If you're going to do this, do it the right way. Do it correct. Because there's many of us out here who are passionate about it and love it and willing to go up and down the road and go wherever to support it. And there's many out there that don't even know about what we're doing. That's why we got to brand and market better so we can bring them in to make them as passionate. All right? Be sure to follow the Jaguar Journal on X, Twitter. That's the same thing. Instagram, Facebook. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Man, I had a great show with you guys today. Glad you guys have enjoyed it. See you guys next week. Same time, same place as always. It's the Jaguar Journal.